This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. This interview is with the cast and crew of the Fringe Festival's show, The End of Everything. This show is about a wayward space traveler meeting a lone station worker in a cold and far corner of the universe. In this full interview, we touch upon what went into the creation of the show and the history of the involvement with each other in the theater world. In order of speaking, the first to introduce themselves is Natalie Skov, the writer and performer of The End of Everything. Followed up is the director of the play, Kale Byrne. Last but not least is Samantha Dodds, the co-star of the production. Okay, so you are the director and cast of the Fringe Festival play, The End of Everything. How did you get the Fringe Festival slot?
So I can speak to that as producer as well. So I wanted to do the Fringe Festival. I applied for the regular application process back in, it's like November last year. And they do the thing where they pull the companies, and we did not get pulled for the initial part of the Fringe draw. But we got on the wait list for, we were like six on the wait list or something like that. And I had originally applied actually to be in a small venue. And then in March, I got an email saying a slot has opened up, but it's in a large venue. So take it or leave it, essentially. And I wanted the opportunity to be in Fringe. So I said, okay, let's do it.
So Kale and Sam, how did you get involved with this production?
Natalie actually asked me to come on and direct it, because as the writer and producer, she was also interested in acting in it as well. And so they needed someone to direct. So they came to me because we'd never worked together, but we went to university together. So we've kind of seen each other's work throughout. Natalie asked and I said yes.
And Sam, for yourself?
Yeah. So for me, again, Natalie, Kale and I, we all went to school together, but Kale was in the year below us. Natalie and I were in the same year. And I saw that Natalie was doing auditions for this play, which I had seen in one of our festivals at school. And I had loved the play. And so I was thrilled to audition for it. And then, yeah, I just did the audition and here we are.
Just a great audition.
Thanks.
And so for Kale, is this your first time directing a play?
It's my first time directing like a play that has been actually performed live throughout the pandemic and stuff. I did some online Zoom plays. And then I've also done some work as a choreographer before. But this is my first actual play that has been on a stage in front of a live audience.
And how has that experience been for you?
It's been interesting because I'm also trained as an actor, so I have a lot of performance experience in that. But it's a very different kind of relationship to control over a piece, because as an actor, you have like your control over kind of your one part of it. But as the director, you're kind of overseeing the whole thing. And it's a very important, I think, in general as a director, but also in this piece that is so much about kind of just the two performers in this one space talking, and it's very conversational. It's very important that kind of, as like the actor and the performers, we're all kind of on the same page and we all have the same understanding of the piece, because there aren't really any big pieces to hide behind. So you have to be able to kind of listen to everybody and be able to kind of really make adjustments on the fly and change and adjust to what the other artists in the space want. So you can't kind of control it in such a rigid way. You have to be much more fluid with it. And then you have to be able to just let it go. Because at this point, my job is kind of done. I watched it both days and stuff, and it's still fun to get to see it, but I, you know, can't do anything else to it. It's done. It's locked in.
And so, Natalie, you were the writer and seems to be the one who kind of, I guess, spearheaded. So how did you come up with the idea for The End of Everything?
So I wrote the original version of the script in 2018. And I was dealing with a loss of a family member at the time. So I was definitely feeling grief in my life. I just sort of wanted to write an expression of that grief with an ending of optimism and hope, because that's what I like to put into my work. I want everything to have an optimistic outlook. You know, I've always sort of liked sci-fi stuff. And one of the influences that really stuck with me is one of my favorite books by Emily St. John, Mandel Station 11, sort of about a group of actors trying to like keep going during the aftermath of a global pandemic, which ironically was one of my favorite books before we even went through the most recent pandemic. All that stuff sort of influenced me to write this story just about these two lonely people finding each other and dealing with their grief in this hard time. And then when I submitted it to the Fringe Festival this year, I knew I wanted to expand on it. And obviously with 2020 and everything that's happened, there's definitely been that urgency, and that I felt like the hope and optimism was even more important at this point, because I just know that I felt some hopeless moments over the last few years. And so I really wanted to translate that into the work.
And how many submissions have you done towards the Fringe Festival?
So I submitted a different show with some friends of mine back in 2019, but this was my second time submitting total and my first time submitting sort of like as my own company.
And so for Sam, what was it about this show in particular that made you want to audition for it?
Well, honestly, I love working with Natalie, and I had seen this show before, like I said earlier, because I saw it in the Beck Festival that we have at our school, and I had loved the show, but at the time I was working on a different show, so I couldn't audition for this show. So getting a chance to audition for it again and like just to actually work with Natalie and Kale, it was just so exciting to have the opportunity. And also, I haven't done much acting since the pandemic, so I was just so excited to jump at the opportunity to try and be in a show again. And I was just so honored and excited to, you know, to get in the show and be able to work with them.
And what makes it different from working within the Fringe Festival dynamic rather than the typical, I guess, theater world?
I was going to say it was shocking to me. Not shocking, I guess, but it's definitely more fast paced. The rehearsals and stuff were not that different, but on the actual show days, it's very go, 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 because there's a show in the theater literally ending 45 minutes before we go on. So we only get into the theater half an hour before we are on stage and performing. And it's great in the sense that like so many shows get to perform in the Fringe. But at the same time, it's a real challenge as an actor to sort of be ready to go so immediately and not have, you know, lots of leisurely time to warm up in the space beforehand. But the Fringe is so supportive and they do so much to help your show succeed. So it's got a lot of support behind it for sure.
Having to be ready before you even get to the space is something new that I definitely haven't experienced before. And also, yeah, just the like 15 minutes to help clean up and 15 minutes to set up. Because usually, obviously, when you're doing like a standalone show where there's no show, like right before you, right after you, there's people to set the props, set the stage, do all of that stuff. And then you just focus on the acting and yourself. So it's just really interesting and totally different to do it all, and like it's just really fun. I don't know, it's like something that I haven't had the chance to experience before, and it's just so cool to like be a part of all of that instead of just focusing on yourself and your own acting.
With the fast-paced nature of Fringe Festival, Kale and Natalie, were there any difficulties in getting the play ready in time for the festival itself?
Not really, because this last stretch has been really fast in terms of like doing the tech for the show and in terms of the way the actual performances work. But I felt like we almost kind of had the opposite challenge throughout the rehearsal process, where we started doing rehearsals really early, but because of other people's schedules and stuff, we would rehearse we would do kind of 2 days, and then we'd only rehearse in kind of 2 days a week. But for like 2 months. So there was kind of this really kind of trying to find a way to kind of properly pace the rehearsal process to keep the work alive and interesting while still getting it done. And then kind of just this past week, it has been a bit of a race to get through all this stuff. But I don't think too much of a challenge, because I think we knew it going in. So we were able to kind of properly plan out. And there was a couple times where, you know, we really planned everything out about how the days were going to go and how all the things were. And then we'd like show up like super focused and super urgent about how everything was going to go. And then the space itself would be much more relaxed. And we found ourselves kind of over-prepared even. So that was nice.
I think this is my first time being like lead producer, I guess, of the show. And there was definitely a lot of challenges for me just in learning things that I didn't know before. And I mean, it's a really good experience doing it at the Fringe for the first time, because they sort of lay out things that you need to get done by what dates. So you have a lot of support in that way. I definitely had some moments where I was like, oh my gosh, okay, we got to get the set done. Okay, we got to get the props done. Okay, we got to get this done. It was really rewarding to learn from that experience. And in terms of the rehearsing, that was never the challenge. Like, Kale has done so much and was always so prepared for each rehearsal that even if I was sort of feeling panicked about something on the producer side, as soon as I got to the rehearsal and I was like an actor in rehearsal, I just trusted Kale completely to manage everything, and it was really good.
So this question is for everybody. What has been the most rewarding part of working on this show? And let's start with Sam.
Yeah, it's been so rewarding to honestly get to do theater again in such a safe, like warm, loving environment, because as Natalie just said, Kale was always so prepared and had such like a great like plan for every rehearsal. And then, as Kale says all the time, instant forgiveness was like always present in the room. So if something, I don't know, if we were just like maybe off mentally for the day, we would be able to, I don't know, like find a really good way back in. And it was just such a loving space. And I was just so excited to get to work with my friends again. And then at the end to make this piece of beautiful theater that's just so fun and hopeful. And it's just been, the whole process has been really rewarding to get back into the theater space.
I guess I'll go next. I found it super rewarding from a writing perspective to share my writing with more people. Like, as soon as Kale, on the first day of rehearsal, Kale did this slideshow of like poetry and architecture and sculptures and songs and all this stuff that he was relating to the script. And it's just kind of amazing to sit by yourself and write a script and then have someone else read it and think about all these big things and relate it to other art and other stuff in the world. It's been so rewarding. And then obviously, Sam, like, you take the character and you make it your own and you perform it. So it's been so rewarding to see like the way that people interpret my script. And then at the same time, it's just been so rewarding to be a part of the Fringe community. There's so many amazing shows in the festival this year, and there's so many fun people involved in Fringe. So just getting to see other people and talk to other people has been so fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I was going to say that the most rewarding thing that I've felt is the sense of community, because both within us as a creative team, with Nicole, our stage manager, and Jane, our production designer as well, like it really felt like we kind of all came together and really made a piece that we're proud of and that we were excited to work on. And then with the larger Fringe community as well, there is so much support both within the Fringe Festival as an organization and within the other shows and the other teams. Like, everyone is so excited to see each other's work and everyone is so excited to support each other. And there is so much support and kindness in the community that it makes it a really rewarding experience.
So I think each of you have mentioned it a few times now about you all having worked together or met each other in school. What school did you go to?
We went to the University of Toronto and Sheridan College's joint theater program. And me and Sam graduated in 2020 and Kale graduated in 2021.
How long have you all, I guess, all known each other now?
So yeah, Natalie and I have known us for at least 7 years.
Well, 2016 would have been when we met in school. So yeah, 7 years.
7 years. And then, so Kale, that would make 6 years.
6 years, yeah.
Yeah.
With that, like, I guess that level of rapport with each other, how has that helped you work on this production?
It's just made, like, everything so exciting. Like, coming into, usually I'm a very nervous person, so coming into a space where you don't know people can be, like, a little stressful, of course, and just, like, add to the anxiety. But coming into this process, I was just so excited instead of, like, nervous and excited because I already knew them and I knew that like we were going to have a great time no matter what. And so that just really helped.
And it's been great that we have this sort of shared language from we went to the same school. So we have this like language that our professor would use to discuss things with us, which then now we can use. And we all have basically like a shorthand that we understand. We're like, okay, you do this and I know what you mean.
And it makes it a lot easier to kind of trust each other too, because so much of this was kind of our first time trying things, our first time doing things. So then just the spirit of, you know, like we're all gonna join hands and kind of just jump in this together. Yeah, we know each other and we already have that baseline trust. So that makes it easier to do.
So before you guys have got into all this, was it ever like a major goal for any of you to have a production or perform in the Fringe Festival?
Absolutely. I think yeah. The Fringe is such a staple of Toronto theater. Like there are some amazing plays that got their start at the Fringe. So it was definitely a goal of mine to be involved in the Fringe in some way. So this has been a dream for sure.
Yeah, same. And like so many theater companies and actors start off in the Fringe, and that's how they, you know, that's how you meet people. That's how you make connections. So always been like something that I've hoped for. So it's just, yeah, it's really thrilling to actually be part of it.
Yeah. And there's so much, always so much fun stuff in the Fringe. So to get to be a part of that is great.
Yeah. You know, with all that, what are your hopes for the future? Do you, with, I understand that the play is still not finished. It's run yet, but are there hopes that maybe next year you'll be trying again to get into the Fringe?
I would love to do the Fringe again. Next year I'll actually be going back to school, so I don't know if I'll have the time to do like write and produce a full show, but I absolutely, maybe in 2 years time, would love to have this experience again, or just to be involved with someone else's production. I just want to do whatever I can to help in theater.
Definitely we'll be trying to get into Fringe always.
Yeah, same. I don't have any specific plans yet, but I would love to do it again if I get my own act together to submit something, or if the opportunity comes up again, I would definitely love to do it.
All right, so that's actually all of my questions. So do you have any final comments you would like to leave off on from each of you?
I would just say thank you to everyone who supported us for this journey. It's been amazing. And also I want to encourage people to go see live theater, see as many Fringe shows as you can, and even when the Fringe is done, go see live theater. It's the industry is really trying to get back on its feet after being shut down for so long, and it's a great industry, so go support it.
What Natalie said.
Yeah, and because if you look hard enough, most theater companies have like programs so you can get reduced price tickets if you're an arts worker or if you're under 25 or under 30, depending on the company. So there are ways to come see it in more cost-effective ways. And also specifically see Fringe shows as much as possible.
And see the end of everything.
Yay!